We might be entering a dangerous new phase of the U.S.-China trade dispute, currency warfare. But today China signaled it was not ready to weaponize its currency. Well, that may just sound like a bunch of nouns and verbs. Here to explain what I just said is the world's Jason Margolis. Jason, what's so dangerous here?
What's so dangerous is markets and companies like certainty. They want to know what's coming, and they want predictability. So if you're a company and you're investing your money in China, you want to know that you can get this product out of China at this price for the next few years. And right now, everything is uncertain, and markets are reeling, and companies don't know where to invest or how to invest. And furthermore, if China cuts its currency, other countries could follow, and it could just be a race to the bottom. And worst case scenario, we end up in a global recession.
Give me an example of a predictable action the U.S. might take under Trump that could lead to some unexpected outcomes.
You just asked me for a predictable outcome under the Trump administration. I'm going to defer. Next question, please.
The president came out swinging on Twitter, blaming China for all of this, calling China a currency manipulator. Is China entirely to blame?
International economics are very complicated, and China does control its own currency, but it's in relation to another currency. And right now, the dollar is very strong for a variety of reasons. So the renminbi is falling, but the dollar is strong. So I sat down with economist Michael Klein at the Fletcher School at Tufts University, just outside of Boston. And Klein also runs a website called EconoFact, where it's a group of economists who explain very complex economic issues for non-economists. And we were talking about the dollar in relation to the renminbi, and this is what he told me.
So when people ask, is the dollar strong or is the renminbi weak, my answer is yes.
Okay.
And so when President Trump sent out a flurry of tweets going after China, blaming China for everything, this has been Klein's reaction to President Trump's tweets.
Very few things are simple enough to be explained in 140 characters.
So what you're saying is it's complicated and China is not entirely to blame.
Correct. I mean, this is a fight, and President Trump started this fight. He punched China in the face, and you can't blame China for punching back. Now, many argue that China has been a bully, and finally President Trump has stood up to China, but President Obama and President Bush had different approaches to dealing with the bully.
Jason, just help us understand why a country like China would devalue its currency.
Okay. So you have $1 in your pocket, and you exchange that dollar, and you get 6 renminbi. And let's say a Chinese toy cost 1 renminbi, so you can buy 6 toys, right? Now, the renminbi weakens, and you take that same dollar, and you can get 7 renminbi. So how many toys can you get now?
7 toys.
7 toys. So that's a pretty good deal. Now, back in the United States, that $1 used to be able to buy you 6 toys made in Ohio. Well, now that guy in Ohio can't compete with the Chinese toy maker.
That's clear, but I'm still a little confused why China would devalue its currency.
So why are they doing this now, as you're saying?
Yeah.
Because President Trump is threatening to put even more tariffs on Chinese imports. Starting September 1st, consumer goods from China, things like toys, could be hit with a 10% tariff, which is nothing more than a tax paid at the U.S. border. So all of a sudden, all of those Chinese-made toys that we've been buying at Walmart could be 10% more expensive for us. So China is signaling this week, all right, we still want to sell our toys, and we'll try and offset that tariff by weakening our currency.
Gotcha. The world's Jason Margolis. Thanks for explaining this.
Thank you, Marco.